Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of... Well, actually, this is a brand new episode. I'm slow, people. This is not the same episode. This is a brand new episode of... Pillow Talk, a virtual slumber party with La Crush and Brent. And we are here trying to figure out how to make this work for the simple fact that we have two things going tonight. One, we're on cam. You can see me and Brent right now. We're live on cam trying to fix our settings. We've been at it for about an hour now. We're trying to make it work so people can hear us. We're going to make it happen. Just bear with us, folks. Bear with us. Please bear with us. I'm currently in the process of trying to figure out why people can't hear me or if people can hear me. Don't worry, once we get this situated, we'll be able to definitely be smooth with this. But right now, I guess we got reverb going on right now. I'm trying to figure out what it is that we need to do so we can get everybody functioning. Rick right now is in the process of trying to get on with Skype, meaning she has to go to blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio, click the on-air red button, and then right next to the calling button, there should be a little Skype button with a little sexy little S on it in blue, and that's how she could call into Skype. So we're trying to get her to do that. Shout out to the people that's coming into the room asking to see our booth. This is not one of them shows. This is just a virtual slumber party, but we are not going to get nude, so y'all can take that to the bank. Once again, the number to call in, 805-830-8320. The number to call in, 805-830-8320. And once again, you can use your Skype account by going to blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. You're going to see a yellow bar that says on air. Click on the red bar. It's going to say on air. Click on it. And once that page loads, right next to the calling number, the 805-830-8320, there should be a little button that has a blue square on it. And it has the letter S. Once you click it, it'll launch your Skype to open up automatically, and you'll basically sign in and be connected live to us, and we'll let you on air. So that's how we roll. We got a lot going on right now. We're trying to fix some of this stuff. We're trying to get ourselves situated. In the meantime, between time, we'll play a tune or two until we, you know, can get this situated. So please bear with us.
If I'm not your lover, if I'm not your friend, tell me, baby.
Your rescue in any kind of weather. So let's take the union, me and you together. Because my heart and soul is not all I got to give. I need someone to share my fortune with. My life is empty, I need more than money. So tell me how to win your heart, I love you honey. The truth girl, so here's your chance honey, take it. And I might just let you see how they make it.
Tell me.
I'm
Brick, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you, but I hear an echo.
Do you have it muted on Blog TV?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Just a second.
All right.
Just a second.
That's okay. I'm trying to figure out why is this reverb? Where is it coming from? Right.
I'm hearing these extra noises.
I know. I think it's me. I'm trying to figure out how to get us streaming. I'm trying to figure out how to get us streaming on Blog TV, but I think because I changed my settings around, I need to restart my computer. I'm not going to do that right now because we are live and we are recording, and at least they get to see our faces, right? we got that part out the way. Y'all can see us, you know, we're waving. If you want to listen to us live, you can do so by clicking on the link that I will be posting in the room, posting the chat room. I mean, yeah, the information in the room. So at least they get to see us. So we'll work on the other stuff a little later. What I think I'll do is make a watch page for our website and put them both next to each other. So, but, you know, we'll work it out. We'll fix it.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm
just glad you guys can hear me, and I can hear
right.
you.
Right. You know, we can start our conversation. All right. Folks, once again, this is Pillow Talk, a virtual slumber party. If you see, I got my pajamas on. Brick, you got your pajamas on?
I got my pajamas on, and I have a special friend.
Aww, look at this little laybug. I got Dolly, too.
The pillow pet.
I got a lion. He says war. See?
Ah, he's so cute.
He says war.
Okay, so
I got my. Now don't let me go dig in my closet. I got a lot of stuff.
Don't let me bring the big one over here.
I know, right?
I got a big one as big as this. It's like a life size.
Oh, good grief!
He's in the corner.
So. This is live.
This is live.
This is live. We are live. We are definitely live. Like I said, I'm going to post the information. We are doing an online radio show on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we are definitely live. I am your host, LaCrush.
And I'm your host, Brick.
Brick is in
what's
the
field. Because I'm laying down. It's pillow talk.
I know, right? It's pillow talk. I can't lay down. I want to lay down. But I got all these wires. I don't need all these wires, but I got them on because
I do what I do.
All right. So tonight's conversation is about interracial dating.
Yeah.
I'm lying. It's about interracial sex.
There you go.
We're talking about dating yesterday. We're on Crush Crew.
Yeah.
Today, we're talking about sex. Interracial sex. And I can't seem to get the damn link in the chat room. They cutting it off. Let me see if this will work. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Hopefully it goes through. Just click on that link and you can hear us live. Hear me right now. Right. They only hear me right now because my computer needs to be restarted. But you can hear Brick. Actually, they can hear you too. They just can't hear our
phone. Can hear me too? Oh.
Right. They can hear you too on Blog TV. They just can't hear our callers right now.
We have callers.
We don't have a caller yet, but 805-830-8320. So they can't hear the callers, but they can hear you and me right now.
Okay, cool.
Right.
That's what's important.
That's important, right? We're the hostesses.
There you go.
You know, so they're probably wondering, you know, like who's going to be calling and stuff like that. But, you know, we're going to get it worked out. We are definitely going to get it worked out. We know the bases now. We got the bases down packed.
Exactly.
You know, so we're going to make this happen. We are definitely going to make this happen. This show will happen once every other week.
Every other week.
Right. Once every other week,
twice a month.
Friday. Huh?
Friday is twice a month.
Right. It's sometimes three. We got a month in here. We come in 3 months. So every other week, starting tonight, on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m. Eastern, we'll be talking about random topics. This is what you call girls talk.
But
everybody is welcome. Like I said, tonight we're talking about interracial sex. We have sex topics, relationship topics, dating topics. We might even have a strawberry letter section where you can send in your
strawberry letters.
Right, send in your strawberry letters about different problems you may have and you just want our opinion on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, this will happen, you know. So visit the website, www.phonefantasyradio.com. Right. Brickhouse.com as well.
Brickhouse.com. That's BRYCKK.
Yep. And we're on Facebook. Look us up at Facebook. Look us up on Facebook. Twitter. You and your damn dog. So I got my dog, my little co-host.
It's Pillow Talk.
Right, it's Pillow Talk. This is how we roll. This is how we roll, guys. We got the intimates going on. Next time we're gonna have candles.
Next time candles.
Right. Next time we're gonna have
maybe some wine. If it's wine, it's gonna be popping in here. If I get a glass of wine in me and forget it.
If you are international, well, I don't know why Skype demanded money. Skype should not demand money. Even if you're international, it shouldn't demand money.
What?
I don't think. Right. They said Skype demanded money for a call.
Well, that's crazy.
Right.
Well,
I don't know how
they
do.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Unless you call the radio show, you
should
hear
about
Skype.
But it should be, unless you're international, I don't even think if you're international, it should still go through.
It should go through.
We have a caller from England.
Yes, we do.
We have a Skype account, so that shouldn't, but, you know, y'all can get that fixed. We'll work on that. So, interracial sex.
Yes.
We talked about interracial dating. And the whole phenomenon as far as interracial dating is concerned and just interracial interaction and so forth and so forth. But tonight we're going to get a little deeper and we want to get
deeper.
You're a perv. No perving. No perving.
Okay. I'm be good for the first hour.
For the first hour.
Okay.
I'm keep shaking my legs, the camera shaking. Okay. So, we're talking about interracial sex, folks. Have you ever dated outside of your race? That's the first question tonight. Have you ever dated outside of your race? Well, have you ever had sex outside of your race? Because I said this yesterday, but, you know, this is a new show. There's a difference to me when it comes to dating and when it comes to sexing. There's a difference. Like, I don't have to...
Big difference.
Right, you know, I can, I don't have to sex you I don't have to date you to sex you.
No.
You know, I think, you know, that does play a difference.
We're talking about dating. We're talking about the whole going out,
right.
You know, experience, you know, what you encounter in public. Well, we're not getting into that tonight.
No.
We're getting into the actual one-on-one sexual act between two people of different nationalities. And how do you find that it's different, or do you find it different at all from having sex with someone of your own race? I'm sure you guys know what we're talking about. If you don't, I mean, if you are
not the conversation for you.
If you are Asian, how does it feel to maybe make love to someone who is African-American? Yeah. It may be different than making fun of you had Asian dudes all your life. maybe it's different than sleeping with someone who is African American. That's what we're talking about. Now, mind you, I know this is kind of a touchy subject, crush. Yeah. And if you're that sensitive, then I invite you to please use the exit. We get it in. We have fun here. We laugh. We joke. But we respect each other. So please, even though we all have our own comments and our own ideas, let's respect each other. First and foremost.
Pretty much. And you got to also don't take things so personally.
Oh, please don't.
You got to know that this is not a disclaimer, first of all. We'll probably have an official one. But you got to know we are all adults here, okay?
Yeah.
And we can only speak from the experiences that each own has. So each deal, you know, something that Brick may have experienced, I may not have experienced. So if she says something that sounds real general, I know not to take it personally because she doesn't know what I've been through.
Exactly.
Right. And, you know, that's a whole other topic. No, I'm never going to get into that. But,
let's agree to disagree.
Let's agree to disagree.
Okay.
And
not that we have to keep making the same statement over and over again. I know that I may make a statement like maybe black men don't brush their hair.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean I believe all black men don't brush their hair.
Mm.
Please not take what we say as for a general consensus. This is my experience. Experience according to Brick, just like it's Crush's experience according to Crush. That's what it is, okay? So let's keep that in mind as we move forward, okay? Okay.
That's how it is. Sounds good to me.
Okay. Then who's going first?
You. So I'm going to say that. You can go first.
Okay. Well, I can honestly say that I've dated outside my race, and I can honestly say that there is a big difference between the way African Americans make love and the way other nationalities make love. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and run through a list of all the nationalities I've slept with, because that's quite frankly none of your damn business. But I will point on the most important ones that I have been with.
Mm-hmm.
I have been with Brazilian gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And Brazilians have the stigma or the stereotype of being like real freak nasty people.
Right.
And I can honestly say that this guy lived up to the stereotype. He was definitely freak nasty. Very. Very unorthodox. Very. I was scared, to tell you the truth. A lot of people said I did not want to know about, and this man had experience. I don't know if they have nothing other to do in Brazil than have sex or master the art of having sex.
Wow.
He was very good, but it was just that it was really too far advanced,
right.
I guess, where I was at that point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't doing those things. I was like, what? You put your mouth where? And now it's like, it was different. It was really different.
Wow, that does sound interesting because, you know, Brazilian. I bunched them together. Okay, I'm bunching them together as far as like Brazilian, you know, Dominican, Hispanic, Spanish. Like I'm bunching them all together.
Okay.
When I think of Brazilian, that's what I'm. You know, Puerto Rican. All y'all going
No. You can't look a Brazilian in with a Puerto Rican.
You really can't?
No, you cannot. I mean, Brazilians do have that Latin flavor.
Right.
But they're also African-American as well. They have that flavor.
So are Puerto Rican.
And it's kind of like...
Right.
Brazilians are really like freaks. They are just... really unorthodox. It's nothing that is not sexual.
Right, but from the dancing, from the food, from the look.
Yes.
Everything about them is just
like,
sex. Right.
Everything is sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a shower is sexy. You know, a fork, you lift it up, they don't have to do something sexy with a fork. It's just, everything is just like sex. With Brazilians. And it's like, don't you guys do anything else here? You know what I mean? Don't you know? Don't y'all read books? The books are sexy. You know, let's go cook some food. Cooking is sexy. Everything is the mouth and feeding each other and the lips and everything is just very sexual. It's weird.
It's weird.
Okay, but is that a good weird or is that a bad weird?
At first, it's provocative at first.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts to get kind of
scary.
Kind of like, oh, don't y'all do anything else. And it's like, wow, like, you guys really, even books are sexy. Everything is sexy. You know? It's like babies are taught to be sexy down there at an early age. It's like, everything is just really just sexy. It was too much for me. It was just too much. Yeah, girl. Get tired of it after a while.
Hello, mommy. Hello, mommy.
You know. Get tired of it. I mean, you're making fun of them. I mean, Puerto Ricans are more Americanized. Black on that word. What about your crush?
I've had. When I was younger, I had a crush on a Puerto Rican.
And what happened with that?
And I actually had a crush on two Puerto Ricans. The first one, he was all right. But I didn't know nothing about sex back then, so I can't really sit there and judge him. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I didn't know nothing about sex. Like, it was like, what? Huh? Do what? You know, just like you, like, what, huh, do what? You know, I didn't give him head or nothing like that. So, you know, back then, it was just a little different. And then as I got into high school, I got later into high school, I started becoming a woman, and I got my first shoulder bag, I'll tell you like that. I got my first shoulder bag. You know, my uniform changed because I went to Catholic high school. My uniform changed. Titties started coming out. I started getting shapely. You know, I had grown men hollering at me at this time. You know, I was dead ass serious. Like, I had grown men. Like, it's one thing to be 12 and 13 and this man that hits you up and you're walking with your guardian, okay? It's another thing to be on your own at 16 or 17 and a grown man approach you because now you're going to flirt back.
Okay, true.
You get what I'm saying? So the dynamics changed for me. And this guy I knew, well, I didn't know him. He worked at the local supermarket. And he was older. He was in his 20s, his late 20s at that. And, you know, we would flirt. I give him the eye, you know, hey, you know, flash the smile, you know. And one thing led to another. I was skipping school, and I was going over to his house. And it was A-OK. It was A-OK because he was doing stuff to me that the kids wasn't doing. It's one thing to go in behind the school and hunch. You know, it's another thing to have this man caress you while he's doing you. You know, so I mean, on that, I don't know. I was like, I'm an adult now. I haven't really been outside my race like that, where there's a difference. You know, but back then it was a big difference compared to, I guess, men versus boy more than anything. Compared to now, like if that experience now. It doesn't happen. Either way, I don't care what race you are. It's not happening. Y'all not giving me what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not giving me what I want. I got to do too much song and dance just to get a little bit out of you. You know, now they lazy. Now, yeah, at the end of the day, it's just pure laziness. Now they just being pure lazy.
Yeah.
Once again, you're tuned into a brand new show called Pillow Talk. This is a virtual slumber party. Brick and myself is sitting here in our pajamas. If you don't believe us, we're on cam. You can click on the little click here button in our synopsis at the top of the screen. You see that we're on cam, so you can see us on cam. You can chat with us in the cam room, or you can call us up, 805-830-8320. Now, I'm an adult now.
Mm-hmm.
I think sexually I have done as much as I'm willing to do at this moment.
Okay.
So, it's like, now, it's like, there's no difference to me. Like, I really don't see a difference between the black, the Spanish, the white. It's like all one thing. Like, I just look at a man. I really do. I just look like a man. Because I done seen the black man with the small wee-wee. I done seen the black man with the big wee-wee. You know, so I, you know, I done seen the white man with the small wee-wee. I done seen a white man with a big wee-wee. And then, let's not get into the fact that I'm a swinger.
Okay.
So, it's like a big melting, a big melting pot. You've
seen a melting of a plethora of ding-dongs, basically.
Right. Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. That's exactly.
A plethora of penis.
A plethora of penis, yeah.
Okay.
If you'd like to speak with us, just press the number one. And we'll bring you on air. If not, you can just listen to our lovely voices.
Well, I can honestly say, Crush, that there is a huge difference, okay, in regarding to sex and the way men sex you, the way they fuck you, is a way different type of feel.
Right. Okay? I know that, but I'm just saying as far as race is concerned, because I mean, the more I look at it, I say it's more of maturity than it is race with me. So I'm going to say it that way.
Okay.
A man that's older, like right now I'm in my 30s. So right now I'm in the middle to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the middle because sometimes you want somebody a little older
and then
sometimes you want somebody a little younger. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm in the middle right now. Sometimes I could deal with somebody 28. Sometimes I could deal with somebody 40. You know?
Why would you want somebody older? What's wrong with you?
Exactly. You know, at the end of the day, right? But,
I'm sorry.
Because I'm the type of woman that tries to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
And
nowadays, the old men are just as ding-baddish as the younger men. So
that's why I don't mess with the old ones.
So, you know, shit. I guess you're going to feel like you're dealing with a 28-year-old anyway, so you might as well. I mean,
deal with one, exactly.
We are acting. Thank you, Henry99. We are beautiful and sexy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Henry99. Thank you, Henry99. Okay, I was saying, like,
go ahead.
I have had, and let me ask you this: have you had and ever accepted the white tool?
Yes,
you have.
I have.
How was your experience dealing with the white tool?
The first time.
Whatever time. Yes, the first time.
The first time? It was awkward.
Why was it awkward?
Because I was uncomfortable. I didn't know. Like, I really? Like, I gave him the look like, what? I was so uncomfortable. I was so uncomfortable because it's like, I see y'all walking by. You know, I didn't interact with y'all like that, then let alone sex with y'all. You know,
I was just
so uncomfortable.
Why?
I can't explain it. It was just the whole. I was just uncomfortable, Ma. I really was.
Well, I wasn't uncomfortable because I guess I kind of had a thing. Like, for white guys, kind of like I was like, I'm always curious about them. Because, you know, the first, I used to be a big romance novel buff. And the first romance novel I read was like a Harlequin novel. You know, it was like for white boys. And we didn't have black novels like we have today. Like, you know, now we have a lot of black novels. We didn't have that.
Right.
So I was always curious about the white too.
Right.
But I had, you know, very militant, strong parents that said, you know, you date within the image of your own, like, for the boys, it was your mother. For the girls, it was your father.
Right.
And my father wasn't a white man. This is what my mother told me. So she was like, you date, you know, blah, 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 a man within the image of your father. So I thought, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and dated, but I was still always curious about the white tool.
Right.
You know? So then I remember becoming fascinated with Brad Pitt. Right? This is what I decided. I called you. I was young. Go on. So I considered myself fascinated with this white man. So I said to myself, that's it. By God, I'm going to have one of those. I was determined right there today I was going to have a white man. I was going, yes, this is how I came to this whole conclusion. I was very free, you know, with my sex in my younger years. I was very free. And I decided that, you know what? What a stupid reason to be with somebody. But that was my reason for deciding I was going to try, you know, a white man.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it. And it was like, I found it to be different than what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just going to be like, same thing with being with a black man, except, you know, it was going to feel different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a still small package, or, you know, I've heard it was long and like a worm. You know, I've heard different stories. But it looked like the rest of them, except it was too white. And it was, the sex was different in the way that he was more, are you all right? Can I get you something to drink? Are you hungry? You know, attentive, like, afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I draw you a bath. Are you okay? I guess he figured he hurt me.
Right.
Can I draw you a bath? You know, put some warm water. Drew me a bath and everything and came in there and washed me and all this other stuff. That was the first time a man had ever bathed me before.
Right.
And that's how I remember being surprised, like, wow, all white boys like this?
Right.
You know? And then
no.
No, they're not. I know that. I later found that out. But when, you know, I was young now. Oh, my God, all white boys like this. And they all just very, you know, attentive.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember picking this dude because he had blonde hair. I wanted blonde hair like Brad Pitt. I said, damn, I'm going to do a white boy. Damn, I'm going to do a white boy. Blonde hair, blue eyed. And I was amazed at how attentive he was. And he was. And that's when I started looking at him differently, like, well, black men don't act like this. What's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
But I soon found out later on that, you know, there are all jerks coming all shapes, sizes, and colors, and races. So I found out that they all were definitely not like that. But I must say that the majority of the white men that I did get with were actually pretty attentive.
Okay. I gotta assess because I don't think I really paid attention. Like, they didn't come out and blatantly ask me if they wanted to bathe me. Like, I've had guys that too big and they would ask me that, you know, and that was either, you know, that was in black. Oh, well, actually he was black that did that, and he was like, you know, do you want to take a shower? Do you, you know, you still, you feel all right, stuff like that. I've had white, and then again, you know, you got to look at the crowd that I went to.
As
far, you know, I've been the crush heart since 2007. So I was 27 when I started being the crush heart. So, you know, once again, I opened up my doors differently than somebody like you who's normal. Did you see that? Did you see me quote that? Normal.
Yeah, normal.
Right. Right. What's up, Stig? Stig is in the chat room with us on Blog. So,
who's
on Blog TV. His name is Stig.
Stig?
Stig. So his name is Clay, a.k.a. Stig. He's in the chat room. Hey, Stig. We are live right now on two different websites. We are on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And you can actually view us and hear us on Cam on blogtv.com/people/phonefantasyradio. Good grief, all my links. Oh, I got so many links for y'all people. I know.
I wish you could just like run them at the bottom of the screen so they can just like, you know, shoot them and go.
Right. I'm trying to keep it fair. I'm reposting it on Twitter so it can go to all our pages and let people know that we're live, because this was a last minute idea. But you can catch us every other Friday.
Yes.
On Pillow Talk, a virtual slump party hosted by LaCrush and Brick. And we are talking about interracial sexing and basically sharing with y'all some of our sexy experiences with other races. If you want to join the conversation, 805-830-8320. Press the number 1 once it connects. Press the number 1, and we'll know that you would like to speak with us. 805-830-8320. So, you got Brick laying down right now, folks. The Brick is laying down. She is comfy.
Okay? Yes, I am.
She is comfy. She's laying down.
This is Pillow Talk. Teddy. I need
we
pillows.
Got our little, We got pillow talk. We got a little teddy's here. She got her ladybug. I got my little warmer, my little war lion. I got a couple of them. Sorry, it says war. Can y'all see on his lips? It says war. It's teeth. It's war. War. And I walked through a nice store and I was like, oh look, they're two for a dollar. And I see Mr. I went like this. I just went and dug my hand in there. Just came up. Can I have these? Like, I was like, can I have these? Holding a big fucking hand doll. And everybody looking at me like, what are you doing, lady? Like, this is what I want. This is me right now. I got some more, too. Look, I got
a whole bunch, y'all.
Right, I got my,
You must be stopped.
I got an elephant.
You gotta be stopped. The elephant is cute. I want him.
Cute elephant. And I got a monkey.
It's a monkey. I got a monkey too.
It's a monkey.
You know what? I got them all over my house. If I just go through the house and pick all
just
out of them.
Go through the house and grab our dog.
And grab all of them.
We are out of control right now. They left us. If once again we are chatting and talking and just having a good old time, because this is Pillow Talk. Miss Crusher and Black Reporter. But, I mean, oh God.
Oh no, she didn't call me Black Reporter.
I'm sorry. I only thought of him because we didn't tell him that we was having a show. How? Oh damn, we can't even call him and be like, hello. We can't even do like we did before. But I want to call somebody. I got the urge to call somebody.
Who you want to call?
I don't know. Who can we call?
We're drunk down people. This is a slumber party.
This is a slumber party. We're drunk down with people. We want to call Lowry? We can call Lowry. We can call... we can call Buddha. We can call... a few people, actually. This guy let me know who. I got... if they answer my calls. I don't know if they're going to answer my calls. Like, that's the sad thing. Like, are they going to answer our calls?
Are they going to answer the calls?
All right. We got Skylar. We got Chev. We got Sean. We got Rico. We got Randy. We got Parker. We got Kevin. We got King.
Wow.
We got Dave.
A lot of dudes.
So, who we want to call and ask about interracial dating?
Let's see.
Let's call. I want to call Buddha. Let's see if we can get Buddha online. If not, we're going to leave him a funky message.
Okay.
But,
that'll work.
Like, right. Let's see if we can get Buddha on the line. Y'all will not be able to hear Buddha if y'all in the if y'all viewing us on cam, so y'all might have to open up another window and join us in the and listen to us live. Right. No, we're not sisters, but thank you. I'm gonna post the link. Alright, post the link in here.
Sisters in crime.
She meant crime. She meant crime, not crime. She meant crime. Today is Good Friday. Okay, so we are going to see if we can call Buddha, because I know Buddha has some sexual experiences.
I know he has.
First of all, he's interracial himself. Like,
yes, he is.
Like, you're mixing. You're like a melting pot.
Isn't he, though?
Like, you're a melting
pot. He's like
pot.
One big mixing pot full of.
You need to be my lady, my baby.
I like your
song. Can't you see?
Yeah.
Talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care to be my lady?
You can't be
one. My baby. Don't know me. Don't.
Right, he's not going to answer. Just cancel that. He's not going to answer. He's not.
Wow. I like that song he was playing on there.
Right, that's our Lotus Fly right there, my whale. I know that song. That
what?
Song. Right, we gotta play that song.
We gotta play that song.
Right, that song be on point right there. I like that. Right, I like
that.
Like, yeah, right.
Okay.
Right, we gotta play that
song. I feel like, what are they dancing to?
Okay. What are you ladies doing over there? I put the link up so y'all can click on the link and tune in to Pillow Talk Live. Y'all can call in 805-830-8320. Stig, I know you're in New York, so there should be no excuse why you can't call us right now and chop it up with us. I know you see us on cam, but, you know, call in. Talk to us. We're talking about interracial sexing. Have you ever been with a Puerto Rican? You live in Puerto Ricanville, so... Let us know. Have you ever been with anybody outside your race? Have you had sex with somebody outside your race?
Well,
they're good to look at. That's about it. They're good to look at. Outside my race.
Puerto Ricans, let me tell you something about Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
You better be prepared to love a Puerto Rican and marry a Puerto Rican and have babies with a Puerto Rican, and die with that Puerto Rican. Because you ain't never going to get rid of that Puerto Rican.
Oh, wow.
I love you guys. I love you to death.
Oh,
wow. So, when y'all love, damn it, y'all dig in, and y'all don't let go.
Y'all don't let go.
Please, please stop jumping on the two-train platform stealing yourself because you break up with y'all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, girl, let me kill committing suicide. Y'all are very passionate. Latinos are passionate people. And when you break their heart, oh, my God, the world is over. They would rather die than be on this earth. I'm like, my God. And some of them want to take you with them when they go. I dealt with two Puerto Rican men in my life. And I swore I'd never dated another Puerto Rican man. I love y'all. I love to eat with y'all. I love to chill with y'all. I love to go shopping with y'all. We can chop it up on the phone. Be the best of friends, but it ain't going no further. Let me tell you something, because y'all are loco en la cabeza. Y'all are crazy. Y'all love forever, okay? Forever. Siempre amor forever. I can't deal with that. No, for real.
Forever. My first crush was Spanish. Right. Crush was a Spanish guy. And
oh,
he was the most sexiest man that I've ever seen. But he looked light skinned to me. I didn't know he was Spanish until he started speaking. You know, East New York, they get you like that. I was living in East New York. No. He was just Dominican. Yeah. You know, they do that. East New York. I mean, there was brothers darker than me. And if y'all see us on cam at blogtv.com, you will see that I'm pretty dark. Okay? They was darker than me, girl. I'm talking about black.
Yeah, black one.
Built like, I don't know what. He played minor league baseball. He was.
It was the middle.
Yes, girl. And then he just, blah, 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 blah. I was like, what? Okay. What? But yeah, they. What? Did you not
shout, shout out to Enrico with the nigga nonsense. While we
shout out to Enrico.
My sexy papito.
Can we call Rico? Oh my god. Can we call Rico?
Why?
Okay. Somebody is called in 347-422. You need to turn down your computer.
My bad. Hold on, y'all. What up, Crush?
What's going on, Stinky? I know that's you.
I'm trying to mute all this right now. I mute everything right now.
Right, you gotta mute.
There you go.
Girl, I'm dealing with myself, and I know I'm on cam. There we go.
I can't give a shout out, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, Stig. That's what's up. Much love. So, Stig, you having dated outside already?
Oh, me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got two kids, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Wifey Dominican, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so, you know.
Wepa! Okay. now, how did that come about? Is it that's your preference, or, you know?
Oh, no, it's just that, you know, she, me and her was cool and shit, you know what I mean? Oh, my bad, I'm cursing, my bad.
Oh, you can curse? You can curse.
Oh, you curse?
Yeah, it's Girl Phone Radio, your girl.
All right. Now, you know, she was my best friend, you know what I'm saying? I had a girl at the time, and then we just got together. You know, it was not like, you know, I was looking forward, you know, to being in an interracial relationship.
Okay.
You know, I like
okay,
the
so,
berry, the sweet, the juice, you know what I mean?
So I was going to ask you, how was the orange compared to the apple?
Exactly.
Oh, nah, you know, it's two different things. It is two different things.
How was the experience in general? Let's start there. How was the experience in general? Like, you know, was she more sensitive than the black woman, or,
yeah,
you know?
It's like more passionate. More passionate.
Right. They hot asses. That's what it is.
Right. So you said
Dominican
got more passion than a black woman?
Nah, it's like, yeah, about because they more, you know, I mean, they more like about to say, you know, I forgot to say lady.
They more into pleasing a man. I can say that, right? Is that true?
Yeah, they do.
Is that stereotype true that they are more sensitive to their man than a black woman is? Because the black
people
always got attitudes.
They eager to please.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
the truth right
there. I hear you up now. I hear Facebook going on.
Yeah, you know me. I got my everything going. Everybody, you know, hearing me right now. But I'm trying. Oh, you can't mute Facebook.
You can't mute Facebook. No, you cannot. Facebook is always going to be popping. Facebook is
yeah, but you know, I mean, like, you know, as in women and everything. To me, I'm not, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are. You know what I mean? It's how, you know, it's how you love somebody. You know what I'm saying? If you really love somebody and you want to be with somebody, you know, that's the person you should be with to make your life happy.
Right.
Because you're supposed to live, you know, life like, you know, miserable, waiting for love or wanting, you know what I mean? Just live your life, you know?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
I heard that.
I know, right? Stigzy, I appreciate you so much calling in and showing us some love. You need to tune in more often, Stigs.
Yeah, I just came on. I'm waiting for you to put the next word on words of friends.
I know that's right. Yeah, we play Words of Friends on Facebook, y'all. We play Words of Friends on Facebook. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into some music.
I have a shout-out.
Go ahead.
You got to put Loaded Flower again.
I know. That was somebody's ringtone. I got to get that for y'all. And I'm going to add that to y'all. We, I like that song. That's my new song right there.
Yeah, Miguel killed it.
Right.
Like a fantasy.
Right.
Yeah, it's hot.
That song is definitely on point. I like that. I like that right there. That song is definitely on point. So I'm gonna get that uploaded to y'all. I got it somewhere. I just gotta find it and upload it. But I will definitely play that song. But this set, it won't be in this set. It'll probably be in the next set. So give us a minute.
Okay, I'm still here. I'm chilling. I ain't doing nothing. I'm up in Brooklyn. Brooklyn in the house.
Brooklyn
shout out to everybody in the building.
DK on
there. You know, shout out to Brick, shout out to Crush. You know what I mean? You doing it heavy. It's Stick Styles. Y'all get my songs and stuff on Reverb Nation. It soon will be on iTunes and all that. I got to put my little plug in so I can leave.
We accept that. But this is going to be a music show. Unfortunately, Brick did not upload any new music.
You know what?
Like I said, this was a last-minute show. We was just politicking on the phone. Let's do a show.
No, but it's cool. It's cool. Right. I'm feeling good.
It's Pillow Talk every other Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern to 11 p.m. Eastern. And song requests is welcome. Advice Hour is going to come up. You know, we're gonna really blow this out the water.
Will be here every Friday.
So every other Friday. Every other Friday. Right.
Every
other Friday. So, on that note, I'm going to dedicate this next song to you, Stig.
Thank you.
From La Crush to Stig.
So now I got to dedicate one back to you, so I got to call back and give you one.
Okay. We're going to do that. So, on that note, here goes some. You can call me crazy, L.
Damn, what time is it? Whew. I know she called me.
Hey!
What's happening, baby? Aw, you calling me again, telling me you want to leave me? Girl, you don't want to leave me. Because you love me, baby. And you know I love you.
Call me on the phone.
You put on
but it's me. you'll be all mine.
Right now, giving us thumbs up. I know my fat little stubby thumbs. ashy knuckles. I don't know. I'm like, I got my teddies
ashy
next
knuckles.
To me. I know, right? I got my teddies. This is Aloysius. This is Eugene. And
Aloysius.
Aloysius. Yes.
Now, why you had to go get your posse? See, if I know that, I would have went and got my posse.
My posse be sitting next to the band to me, so that don't count.
My posse is right there.
Right, my posse. My posse laying on the floor next to the band to me. Like, really? They go, and you know, people walk in, they be like, really crushed, really? Yeah.
Yeah, people say that to me too.
Right, my homegirl said I should put all my teddies on the wall. She's like, you ain't got no pictures up. You should hang them on the wall. What?
You don't hang them on the wall.
Like, you ain't got no pictures up. You should hang them on the wall. Like,
you don't bounce them on the wall like that.
I need to, because at one time my fantasy was to take a sexy portrait and blow it up.
Well, a bunch of stuff.
Of myself. And have it on the wall, like a big old poster picture of myself. Because if you notice behind me, like in the wall, I have the outline. The crown molding outline
boxes
on my walls. Yeah, but you see how it's outlined?
Yeah.
Right there. Right. So each box is going to have a picture of me feverish,
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I know.
I'm going to be a possum.
Yes. Yeah, that would have definitely been a problem. We got a caller who's been calling, hanging up, putting their hand up, putting their hand down. What's up, 717-608? You are on Pillow Talk, Virtual Slumber Party. I need you to turn down the computer for me, and I need to tell me where you from and what your name is. 717-608? I guess not. Okay.
717 is crazy.
Right. 717-608. They there. They had their hand up. They put their hand down. They hung up. They called back. Shout out to 717. Shout out to 803. I see you, 803. How you doing, girl? Welcome to the show. This is once again, last minute thing. We normally don't have shows on Friday. This is our brand new segment that we put together at the last minute called Pillow Talk, a virtual slumber party. You can view us on Cam, Brick, and myself have on our pajamas. She's laying down. We got our sleeping aids with us, our little teddy bears, and, we just acted a fool. We played some good music. For those who just didn't get the chance to hear the tunes, we started off with Guy.
Yay!
Yeah, we had Guy in the building. We had Guy. You could call me crazy. Then I went to You Called and Told Me with Jeff Reed. Then I went to Secret Rendezvous. Karen White. I went there with y'all.
But you did the pump.
Right, the pump. Bump.
You are really into this new Jack Swing now. All of a sudden,
You know what? When it was popping, I wasn't into it. When it was
now
popping,
now that it's gone, you want it again.
Now that it's old and dusty and on cassette, I'm into it now. Do you know I found a cassette?
You found a cassette?
I found a cassette. It's somewhere in these bags over here.
Oh my god!
I found a cassette, and you wouldn't guess what it was.
What was it, Guy?
No, it was actually the first album of Eve.
Eve of Destruction or something?
No, Eve, the rapper.
Yeah. Was that Eve of Destruction?
Was it Eve of Destruction? I don't know what it was, but I know that was like her first album. It was crazy. No, Scorpion.
Scorpion was her
birthday? Right, her birthday is November 10th, the day after mine. I think that's why I like her.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Like, nobody really had my birthday. And she was, like, the closest one. Her and Cisco. Those are my choices. Her and
your birthday
Cisco.
November 10th?
Huh?
Your birthday November 10th?
No, my birthday November 9th.
Oh!
Right.
Yeah, you are a Scorpio.
Right. I'm a Scorpio to the T, too.
Yeah.
You read about it, that's me. I'm a first deacon. Like, there's no Libra in me, and there's no Sag in me. I'm just straight Scorpio. Everything about me is Scorpio. Which is crazy. You can give us a call, 805-830-8320. We just kicking it right now. We were talking about interracial sexing.
Yes, we were.
Right, and we got some song requests in the building. I got your song ready for that. Do you have a song request?
Do I have a song request? Oh, yeah. But it's nothing that you have you could get to right away.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm just lying. I ain't got nothing in mind, child.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't offer me none of that. That's like crystal light.
That's exactly what it is. These are my jugs, right? You never see me on cam, so these are my jugs, girl. I got three of these in rotation.
I got three of them in rotation.
I fill them up with water. One goes in the freezer, one goes in the fridge, and then one stay by the bed. That's me. I'm still hearing you laughing. I'm so serious.
You are not. I hear that.
I got them in rotation.
I was like, I'm
like. Right. I have them in rotation. You know, got my little crystal eye in. My margarita. Crystal light margarita. That was senior hat right there, but you know, trying new stuff. Shout out to the people, Wukong, Stig, Fat Mom. I don't know if that says Fat Mom, but yeah, Fat Mama. Shout out to 803. What's the next on agenda today?
Well, we're still talking about. You didn't really get into your part of the sex, the interracial sex.
I did still tell y'all all about my crushes and stuff.
Now, how does it differ?
Yo, okay, so let me tell you, right? I call myself the Fresh Heart. Now, a lot of people don't know that I got the name of Fresh just because I did face sitting. And the first guy that I did face sitting with happened to be a white guy. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I didn't have, like, physical sex, like, intercourse with him or nothing like that. But that man loves some 400 pounds on his face.
Okay.
He really do. I tell people this all the time. Like, he is, baby, I need it now. Like, he calls me up. He calls me up. And that's one thing I've had to endure because I call myself a crush heart. As people know, I do phone sex. I do webcamming. I do stuff like that. So, you know, I got pictures out there. So they always hitting me up, black, white, Spanish, whatever. But the white guys are the ones that really want that kind of, you know, that kind of stuff. So he calls me up and he'd be like, baby, I need it, I want it. When can you come and see me? Da da da. You know, we try to make plans. You know, for some. But that was maybe like one other guy who actually wants, or two other guys who actually want my face sitting services, so to speak. And I found that to be kind of different. You know, you disappeared over cam, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just thought you knew that. So it's different. You know, it's different. The last time we did it, he passed out. He's like, I just wanted to try something new. No, punk, you don't do that. You know, don't do that. Don't pass out on me because I would have left your ass there, grabbed my money, and bounced. Like, you don't do that. But. You know, mm-hmm. That's really it. I mean, the sex was all right. I mean, I gave them like I said, I felt uncomfortable when I first did it. I felt uncomfortable because I'm like, you're white. You know?
Okay.
I'm like, oh my God. But it's cool. They're cool. They're polite.
Okay.
They're polite. That's all I can come up with. They're polite.
They're polite?
Yeah, that's all I can come up with.
Okay. Have you ever accepted white tools?
White tools? Yeah.
I'm about his face.
Huh?
I talk about his face.
I have, yes, I have.
And you find it, it's just, what is it, mediocre?
It's tools. Tools.
Okay, I find that, you know what I'm going to say? I find that the white man seems to be a little bit more considerate when it comes to, you know, I mean, overall follow-up after the act.
After the fact?
Yeah, follow-up.
Well, mine was at a swing party, so I don't want you calling me afterwards, like, thanks, babe. I don't want that.
At a swing party. Okay, that's at a swing party.
Right.
I'm talking about after a physical encounter other than in a swing setting.
Oh.
You know?
Right.
It was just different. It was good to see that, you know, he actually followed up. Not like most black men be like, you know, yeah, I was busy, or I'll call you know, maybe a couple of days, or you don't ever hear from her, or that other shit.
Right. So little.
Well, that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, my goodness. So, let's call somebody. Why don't we call somebody all of a sudden? Let's call somebody.
I don't know. You can't call Black Reporter.
Like, I want to call everybody, huh?
You can't call Black Reporter.
I know. That's what made it bad. We can't call Black Reporter. We need to call somebody. Let's call Lowry. Got no Lowry answer.
Oh, no Lowry. You going to sing call?
No, he gonna pick us.
Hey, Lori! How are you doing?
Don't tell me he ain't gonna answer me either. I don't feel he's gonna win.
Lori!
You know what it is? They don't recognize the number. Right. They don't recognize the number, so they're not going to answer. We got to tell them sometimes. Right. I can't block the number.
I'm like, hello, Lori. I was calling you for a job, but I guess you won't be able to see right. My bar.
They don't recognize the number, so they're not
answering. It's a bill collector.
I know. They're like 805. They're like,
L5, what the hell? Try Buddha again.
We want to get Buddha over here. Like, Buddha, answer your phone. I'm going to text him.
Try again, Buddha. I can hear that phone again.
just using this man for his ringtone.
I can see confusion. I want the ringtone.
Just use it for your ringtone. That could be a new song.
I feel it when you dance to me. Feel it like you need to be my lady, baby. Can't you see? I'm talking about it dancing. Tell me, would you care?
Okay.
No.
Right, they took that off. Like, no, he sucks.
You know what, Buddha?
You Buddha suck. And I'm gonna text Buddha. Him. I'm texting him right now as we speak. I'm gonna text him right now, folks, right. And let them know that they suck monkey balls.
That's right. You suck, Buddha.
You suck, Muda. You suck, Lowry. Y'all suck. Now let
Lowry
me be off.
Suck.
Now let me be off air.
Not Lowry.
No. Why not Lowry? Lowry's fucked too.
Because he's too sensitive.
He's too sensitive.
Yes.
He really isn't.
You say he's a jerk?
I say he's a jerk, but he ain't as sensitive as you making it seem.
Oh, he looks like he'll cry. He just is a big jerk.
Did not say he was a jerk. Where did you get that from?
Okay.
So,
what is
what
that?
Huh?
I heard something funny in the phone.
What was that?
I don't know. It's like someone growling.
Nope, my stomach is growling, but I don't think you can hear it. I don't think you can hear it.
Oh, here it is. What's that noise?
I don't know. Me typing? I'm typing right now.
No, I don't hear it at all.
What up, Shy G? Right, Shy Geek, sorry. What's going on, Stig? Brick is in the building. We just having a random pillow talk conversation. We gotta get somebody. We gotta get somebody on the phone. Oh, that's the last thing I do. Oh, I know who we could call.
Who?
Mike.
Mike who?
BBT Mike.
Damn! No.
No?
He's not a friend of the room.
Why is he not a friend of the room?
No.
He's going away.
He is not a friend of the room.
We can call Mom.
Uh-uh.
No. Not him either?
He is definitely not a friend of the room. First, the planet, nothing. Damn,
Mr. Bob. That's a whole new ring. That's a whole new tone you're speaking there, young lady.
Mr. Bob.
Like, funny how sometimes Bob changes.
That's right. I'm looking at Mr. Bob. You could have had a good woman.
Oh, what about Rico? Well, he out there can do the answer. He's, yeah.
Rico somewhere eating Oreos and milk.
I don't think he'll answer right now.
That's how he gets down on Friday night, Claire.
Right, he don't answer block calls anyway. He don't answer like foreign numbers anyway. He wouldn't answer foreign numbers like, what? Whose number is this and why are they calling me at 10 o'clock at night?
Yep. He sure won't. Nope, he don't answer.
I got somebody we can call.
Who's call?
His name is, Steve. His name is Steve. Let me see if I can get him on the phone. Get my voice together, folks. I guess we can't call Steve. They didn't go through. Let me find...
Steve says he's a DJ. We should go to his page after our show is over.
Who?
Sting.
Uh-huh.
That's his name.
Sting.
Yeah.
He's saying something? I don't see nothing posted. Oh.
What am I looking at?
Oh, okay. There's a whole blog gave me this name. Hey, Fat Mama. I'm here. I had a reset blog. Debugging. Right. Hey, Wukong. I'm sorry. Everybody was typing to me, and they could not. Okay. I'm playing that song right now. I'm a DJ on my page after the show over. You like KFC much? Ooh, aren't they fresh?
KFC? Actually, I hate KFC. I hate it.
Really?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I like Popeyes now.
Popeyes is second most disgusting. I don't like no like outside chickens like that. Uh-oh. Never liked it.
Oh, Lowry was at work.
Oh, he texted you back?
Yeah.
I thought Lowry didn't work.
He do. He got pizza.
Oh, wow. Where's Formal Ray?
Formal Ray? I don't know. I don't got that number. Hi, 215-519. How are you doing? You're not going to speak
good.
Oh. I was about to call you, too. Lucky thing you called in, because I was about to call you and get real sexy on you.
Who is that?
Fun 752.
Okay.
The one who said you need to have sex.
Oh.
Yes, he said.
Look, I was just stating a proven fact, and look, you know, like celibate niggas can talk about that bullshit that they want, but it's been proven by most physicians, all the physicians, as a matter of fact, they say you're supposed to have sex every day, and on the days that you can't have sex, you're supposed to jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
They say it relieves stress.
Right.
I believe it.
So you have sex every day, and the days you don't. You
no, no, but there you go. They say people who don't come a lot be mad all the time. There's got to be something to that.
That's not true. I'm not mad. I'm jolly.
Like I said, there's got to be something to it.
I'm jolly.
You know what I mean?
I'm jolly.
Like that's my story. And I'm sticking to it. I'm jolly.
Yeah.
I think about sex every day. Do that count?
Well, they say it all starts with the thought, right?
Right. I think about sex.
I mean,
5347-891. Huh?
Really, do you hear people walking around talking about, so I'm glad I'm not fucking right now. I'm so glad I'm not fucking right now.
Me. Me. Me.
Word.
Word.
So.
Why?
Son, have you ever had sex outside your race?
Yeah.
How was it compared to the black woman? Are you wrong? Black woman.
Well, in my opinion, I don't think that it's a good idea for me to date outside my race. But, I mean, if you're talking about the physical part of it, then for me, no white pussy definitely isn't better. Definitely. But socially, for me, it's only right that I should be with a black girl. Or at least somebody of black origin. I got a lot of shit with me, and I got shit with me that only a black woman can put up. So I'm like this. If y'all can put up with my shit, then you know, I'm all in. But I ain't really the kind of dude you got to worry about, you know, going to the other side. I don't have those types of aspirations. I don't have those types of desires. It's like white women really don't turn me on. I like to be able to keep it real with my, you know, with the woman that I'm with. It's certain shit that I need to talk about, and it's black shit. So I can't.
It's black shit.
So you say you can't talk about black shit with white women?
What you say?
I said you can't talk about black shit with a white woman.
I can, but I'll be fronting. Like, what she know about that?
Well, she be like, right on. You're absolutely right. What if she be like,
then I'm really looking at her sideways. If she say right on, I'm really looking at her sideways. Like, what the fuck you mean, right on?
Why you looking at her sideways?
What is it, 1975 or something?
Why she can't agree with you?
She can agree with me, but she can't. But I can't. I don't think I can agree with her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let me put it to you like this. For me, it's an attraction thing. I'm attracted to black women. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's what I'm attracted to. You know, it ain't just the look. It's the attitude. It's the way of life. It's an attraction. Like when I see that, I like that. You know, like, I thought about this long and hard before. Like, what if something happened to me and like, for some reason, they had to, like, seize my hard drive on my computer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you got to think about this shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a black man, you never know when you might be convicted of a crime. And, you know, they always want to go on your computer, see what the fuck you've been looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So, If they see my computer, they wouldn't see nothing but a bunch of black shit. They'd be like, damn, this nigga don't like nothing but niggas.
Well, I mean, they're going to see a lot of stuff on my computer. They're going to see gay porn.
Well, see, they wouldn't see that. They wouldn't see that on my computer.
They got to see all that on my computer, like, really crushed. They were like, really, really?
Look, different strokes for different folks. I'm
right.
Just saying.
I
they
don't
see none of that kind of shit on my computer. You know what I mean? I made sure of that.
I look at a little bit of everything. You know? Not that I'm attracted to it, but I am curious about it. Like, what's the fascination?
See, you're a female. You can get away with certain, you can get away with like bi curious type shit. Like, I'm a black man can't get away with that shit. You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody. I don't expect nobody to give me a pass for that shit. Now I'm looking at you funny. Like, why would you let me get a pass for that? Fuck out.
So you know what? I guess you know. Anal is sticking a finger up your butt is not okay with you.
No, it's not okay.
I think.
Matter of fact, that might get you a black eye.
See, I think.
Ooh,
you wanted them.
Ooh, yeah, you wanted them.
Oh yeah.
I think it's fine. Like I will not consider my man gay or bisexual because I wouldn't do it though. Only for a simple fact, I got a weak stomach.
But here's the thing, you might not look at your man as bisexual or gay if he lets you, you know, spit something in his ass, but he is gay. Because, you know, like, if he didn't have the choices that he has, you know, like, let's say he went to jail for a while, the same finger or dildo that, you know, he allowed you to put in his ass when he was in a heterosexual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He's already paved the way for that to be okay for a man to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I'm a funny dude, though. I'm just like, you know, like when you're a young boy, you know, niggas participate in gangbangs and, you know what I mean, all types of group sex type shit and all of that. I was never one that could do that. If another man is in a room, my dick will not get hard. My dick be like, get the fuck out of here. No, we're going to wait. We okay. Chilling right now.
That's why you can never
you know
come
I mean?
To a party with me.
Well, probably not. But it don't mean that I can't.
It's so fun if they can't watch us. It's no
problem
if I can't watch us. They can't watch us. I look at you, and while you fucking me, I'm looking dead at his eyes, and he's feeling some type of way. Like, I want to touch you, and I'm like, no, no, touch me. Oh, sorry. What you going to say, Brick?
Yeah, bro. Damn. Call cool out.
Cool out.
Well, I'm saying is, so basically you're saying that you wouldn't do a threesome with your girlfriend for fear that the other guy would touch your ass in the midst of it.
Wait. Let's make sure that we clarify exactly what threesome is. Two girls and a guy is a threesome in my eyes. Two guys and a girl, that's running train.
Right. I knew he was going to
say see, that's just it.
So the answer
is
no.
That's not fair.
That's that double standard.
It might be unfair, but that's what we're working with. Yeah, you know I mean?
That's
and it ain't going
to change. That's that double standard
that's
again.
That's that double standard bullshit. Because
right.
If I do what you do, that's still a threesome.
Right.
Okay.
In
you
my
know,
eyes. Cause
well,
I
you know,
like,
is, you
I
know
like
you're right about that. You're right about that. It is a threesome because there are three people.
No.
But it's going to be minus one person. Me.
You see, that's just it.
What's
but
up?
You don't mind your girl licking at somebody else's cooch or anything like that, so that's okay.
No, that's not okay.
Oh.
I don't condone homosexuality in any form. I don't like girl-on-girl sex at all. That shit don't turn me on. Matter of fact, I watch a lot of porn. And when they show that, and when that shit come on my porn, that shit gets fast-forwarded and deleted. I don't like that shit. What's that doing for me?
Oh.
Okay. So just saying that if you, okay, so there would never be you your girl and another girl?
No. Well, it could be. I can honestly say that it hasn't been, but it could be.
But
it ain't gonna be them two together.
Now you're saying you don't.
The bottom line is, I'm not turned on by girl on girl sex. I'm not turned on by that. I don't like that.
But
okay.
The more the pussy, the better. Like, they can play with each other, but it's not going to do nothing for him. But, however, there's more than one pussy there, which is all right with him, pretty much, right?
If that's the case, if that's the scenario, I can work with that. But, you know what I mean, just don't expect me to be turned on by girl-on-girl sex, because I'm not. As a matter of fact, I don't understand it at all. Like, to me, it's corny as shit. Like, especially when I see, let me go, deep into this, because this is something that I've thought about long and hard. That really intrigues me. I love it when I see lesbian couples.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I figured out a long time ago how come the bulldagger in the lesbian couples are always be like real jealous. Obsessive and all crazy over the female in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I didn't know that the female in a relationship liked dick. I didn't know that. I thought lesbians only liked
mm-hmm.
I thought they only wanted to be licked at that. I didn't know that they really liked dick. I didn't know that they was using a strap on and all of that. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Once I found that out, changed everything for me. So I was like, oh, that's why when a nigga like me is around, they get all nervous, jealous, possessive, and start acting all crazy.
Right.
But they know that they girl like dick. So if they ain't around, like the female in that relationship don't see nothing wrong with getting some real hot, warm, cum shooting dick. Because that's what she really wants.
All that.
And I can understand why she would want that. You know what I mean? Because, you know, like, you watch this girl-on-girl sex, I be watching the way they be fucking. Like, and I understand, like, okay, if you are wearing a strap-on, you really are just going through the motions. Because a man is going through fuck the way his body tells him to. It's like a rhythm. Because you feel that all internally. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you're wearing a strap-on, you basically are looking for the G-spot. You're looking for that right area because you ain't feeling nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you're really pretending and hoping that it'll go down right. So, you know, it's really important that you stay in a monogamous relationship. Because you're going to have to really learn how that girl likes you. Because every woman is different. So
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be able to keep, pleasing this woman and that woman. It ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing for you would be to find a chick that don't really like dick that much or that has not really experienced no good dick. So, you know what I mean? So you could just lick her and lick her and lick her and fool with
you
that.
Really
but most
gave
real
what
women... Most real women look at oral sex as like an appetizer. They really want to get pounded out. But that's my opinion.
Interesting opinion it is. Hold on, let me bring in the 917-202. What up, baby?
What up, Flash? How are you?
I'm doing good, Chevy, baby.
Hey, Chevy.
Hey, what's going on, Ms. Brick? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
I'm chilling. Can't complain.
It's amazing how you just made that sound so appetizing. I mean, when you said that it's amazing how you said that the woman is not going to turn down a hot, warm,
shooting. Right. Yeah, he did make that
advertise
like, okay, right.
Whoa. Hold up, that was me who said that. That's
right.
I'm sorry. Y'all talk out
of
the
voice.
The voice is done blurred for us. Right, the voice is I'm blurred.
Yeah, but you know, it was funny how you made that sound so appetizing. And I'm like, wow. Because when you think about it, the other one is cold. It's unfeeling. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a seek and destroy type mission you're on. It's like, you know, you're walking into a minefield with nothing but a cane. And it's like, you know, you're trying to find it. You're poking to the left and poking to the right and poking. David, where is it? Well, like you said, the male has like a natural rhythm that, you know, automatically it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like it does have a mind of its own where it seeks out and knows how to seek out the pocket, hit the vagina to find, okay, whoop, there we
go. There's that little pocket. We all know it goes deep and it goes deep, whoop, like a little.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
You know
how to find that
pocket.
My elephant got a tattoo.
You
see my elephant tattoo?
You don't get out of here. And it goes trying to go into the kill. And I thought that was a very, very well educated, well thought out statement right there. Because it's so true. When you think about it, the other one is cold and unfeeling, and you made it sound like a warm. You know, it's actually warm.
But now some strap-ons that people don't know, some strap-on harnesses and dildos actually have the little flicker.
Oh, that's what it's like
on the other end. So they do feel something, just that they don't feel it. You know, they feel it basically. It's like finger popping, sort of.
Ain't nothing like the real thing. I'm sorry.
Right, ain't nothing like the real thing. But you know,
I've had the plastic. So Chevy,
we continue in our conversation from last night. This is a brand new segment that we're going to do once every other Friday called Pillow Talk, a virtual slumber party. Brick and myself are in our pajamas right now, and we're actually on cam. You can see us on cam, blogtv.com/people/phonefantasyradio, or just click here on the listening page and you'll be able to see us on cam. Right. Brick got her titties out and she's laying down.
I got my titties out. I'm laying down.
Oh, wow. Damn, I'm not by a computer.
And we continued our conversation. Now we were talking about the sexist side of interracial relations, so to speak. And we kind of get in depth. We're trying to compare if outside racial sexual experiences are better than those that you had with your own race. So I know that you've dated outside of your race. Have you sexed outside of your race?
Yeah, I have.
And
yeah, I have.
Was it good?
And repeat that again.
Was it good?
Is there a difference?
Was it good? No, I mean, at the time being, it was okay. It was good at the time being. Mm-hmm. I put her on, that's my ex-girlfriend, I put her on to best parties. She had fun after we broke up. But I think that whole white girl thing is kind of overrated.
Ooh.
I have black chicks that do way more, quote-unquote, freakier things than she does, than she ever did.
Do you find that the white woman listens to you more than the black woman do?
Or is she more tentative?
Well, I'm just going on from one relationship I had with a Caucasian female. I mean, Caucasian lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was more like a doormat.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't deal with that. Like, she was just too much of a doormat for me, and I just couldn't deal with that. So that's one of the things why we broke up. She is more subservient. I'm just talking about her. I can't really speak on every white girl. Well, she was just really more subservient than the black chicks I dealt with after her.
Oh.
Okay.
A lot more
so the fact that she would let you do whatever you wanted to do bothered you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And be honest with you, I was young-minded. I was real young-minded when I got with her. I was 18, but I was like young-minded 18 when I got with her. And there was a lot of things that I regret doing to her. Like, I wouldn't want to walk in the street in the public with her because I don't want everybody to think I'm an Oreo. And I really feel bad
Oreo.
About it right now.
Oh, good. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I want people
or
to think
sell out.
Oreo.
Yeah, I don't want people to think I'm a sellout, So there was a lot of times where I didn't walk in the street not because she's big. That's no problem. It's just that because she was white.
She's a big white girl?
Yeah, she's a big white girl. Like, there was girls like 350 and better.
Right.
Like,
Chevy,
no, 300 and better.
Right. Chevy don't like those skinny chicas.
300 is better?
Yeah. Yeah, 300 and better.
Big and
yeah, all different colors. I had to find Asian. Find a Native American. I had to find
all
Asian.
Different colors.
Mm-hmm.
All different colors.
You can find a certified Asian that's not a sumo wrestler. I've never seen a certified Asian.
They out there. They exist. They just not totally Asian. They got something mixed in them.
In Mongolia?
I have to find them. I'm going to look for them, though. I'm going to look for them. Yeah, so I was really immature, and I was really immature back then, and I feel bad about it right now.
So,
yeah, she's a good friend, though.
She's a good friend. Okay, so we got one more caller, 347-891. What's your name? Where you calling from? Y'all gotta stop ignoring me when I ask y'all a damn question. Monkey balls. No, I'm sorry. So, you're listening to
Philosophes,
a virtual slumber party.
Hold up, though. Yo, can I ask dude something?
Sure.
Yeah. Like, nowadays, with interracial relationships being, you know, to the forefront so much, you know, it's like a popular thing right now. So, why would you feel that, I mean, do you live in a place where somebody would look at you sideways because you was in an interracial relationship? Cause it seems like that type of feeling is dead nowadays.
Right, especially in Brooklyn. I live in Bed-Stuy.
It's not really all that dead. It's not really, because then when you walk down the street with her, a lot of black women is gonna sit there and turn their head like, "Oh, why are you not dealing with me?" Or, "Oh, like, you know, very." They're gonna give you a very negative response when you just walk with her.
I don't see that. I live in Bed-Stuy.
You live in Bed-Stuy.
Well,
I mean, you live in
Bed-Stuy. What are you talking about?
What's it called? They should change Bed-Stuy.
What you mean, bed, do or die?
Right. Bed, do or die, Bed-Stuy. Same difference. I live in
Bed-Stuy.
Clinton Hills do not start down here, baby. That's further up. Sorry.
Well, Bed-Stuy just started getting gentrified. Bed-Stuy used to be all black at one point.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, in the past recent years. Right, that's what I'm saying. In the past recent years, they started to come out more, and there's a lot of interracial loving going around. And I don't see oh my God, girl. I don't see that. In my hood, I don't see that.
Well, you know what, though? They do their thing.
I
gotta give it to dude, though, on a real, because, like, one thing that kind of irks me about black dudes in particular that participate in interracial relationships is that you'd be hard-pressed to find some of them that keep it real. Like, how come they can't never just come out and just say, "Well, look, you know, white pussy is better"? Like, you know what I mean? Like, no matter how engulfed they are in that lifestyle, they'll never just come out and say that. Now, I mean, it could be because they don't really think that white pussy is better, but evidently there's a strong attraction in that direction. So whether the pussy is better for them physically or whether it's a social or an emotional thing, it still comes out the same way. But how come, you know, most of them can't just come out and say that shit? Like, "Well, look, you know what I mean? You know, look, it make me feel some kind of way when I'm running up in the pink versus the brown."
I don't know where y'all be meeting these people, but I get people I know guys who will say that quicker than they would that they like a fat chick.
What they say a white pussy
they is better. They'll say they prefer white pussy before they say they prefer black fat chicks.
Yep.
Yeah, but did they say that white pussy was better? That's what I need to be said. Can they honestly say that?
You can't say white pussy is better and get away with that. Like,
well,
in the foot. I can say I prefer.
I'm saying. I mean, why not? Why not? I mean, if that's obviously your preference, why can't you get away with saying that? Because I mean, from my perspective, I would respect that more. You know what I mean? You know, I have family members.
It might not be the reason that he's with her because the pussy is better. It might be more of a social status thing. Because, you know, that's another reason why. So it might be, you know, she's better for the person. You know.
Listen, let me put it this way, LaCrush. The men that I know who like fat chicks, they will straight up and tell you. They'll straight up and down tell you fat pussy is better than all pussy.
Because it is.
Well, at least they say it. They represent
right.
it.
Right, but they,
mean?
But see.
Just like the dudes who like skinny chicks, they tell you all day, you know, skinny pussy is the best pussy. It's like a bottomless pit. I know that's not true, but I mean, I have to say, you know what I mean? At least,
so,
but they representing that. I prefer.
That's not a
black girl. I only mess with chicks that are mixed. And by mixed, I mean they gotta have fat ass and big
tits.
You know why?
Well, I am fat, so I got fat of each. So what are you talking about? I don't get it.
Well, look. I mean,
I am
it's
fat,
hard
so
to...
my ass has fat in it. My titties got fat in it. So.
Well, you know, what I mean, for me, it's like a shapely thing.
But I
can only say it. Look, when I see it, I know it.
All
you
right,
know what I mean, it's just like a baby zebra knows his parents by the stripes. Like I know it when I see it.
Okay. All right, folks. We are down to the last minute. 2 minutes, actually, minute and a half of the show. This is our first show of Tillow Talk. And they go to 90-second mark. It's our last. We'll be back here April 20th. We'll be back here April 20th. And
420.
Do you have a topic for April 20th?
420,
right.
420. $420.
We got so much stuff we went through today. I don't even know what the topics are gonna be. But we do have them. We don't do it for us.
I'm just saying it's 420, I'm just saying.
Are we gonna do the celibacy?
Celibacy.
Right. Among.
Oh yeah, celibacy.
Right.
Among. Okay, yeah.
Right. So then we'll do that. We'll do that April 20th. We'll
who that laughing back there?
That's son.
Why are you laughing?
Right. Why
yeah,
because
I laugh at celibacy. Ah ha ha.
All right. So we're gonna be here 4:20 Friday. You can catch us on Facebook.com/PhoneFantasy/HeartsRadio. Look us up on Twitter. Go to the website, PhoneFantasyRadio.com. And I'm going to stay on cam. I don't know what Brick's going to do, but I'm going to stay on cam. And we're going to play some music. We didn't even get to play our songs. Oh, so I guess I have to end the show that way. I'll play your song. Stigs, tune in. Tune in next week. I'll play your song, Stigs. I got it. So. I'll play your song, Stigs. I'll play it. You may not hear it until after the show, but I'll play it right now. So thanks, 752. That's Sun 752. There we go. Thanks, Brick.
Thank y'all, too.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank y'all for showing us love on our first show. I'm going to call you, Sun 752. I'm going to be at the train station.
that's the stuff. Good looking.
Good looking. I'm going to be at the train station with some boys.
You gonna call my, you better call my show on Monday, son. I need your energy.
What's
this
show?
Oh, right.
Hold on, what's this show?
Monday, 8 p.m. Yep. Brick's House Monday.
Yo, yo, LaCresh, give it. Yo, LaCresh, give her my info. You know, hit me up.
She's going to be right here. She's going to be right here.
All right.
Same number.
Okay.
Same phone number.
Okay,
she's going to be right
cool.
here.
Yeah, yeah.
Mondays, 8 p.m. We're going to talk about the good times.
Yep, good times.
The show, good times. That whole social dynamic. Right. It's going to be wicked. Then she's going to even break down. She's bringing in the Willie Lynch letter.
That's right.
No doubt.
Right, so we can definitely get input on that. We know you got some 1, 2, 3s to give us on that.
Yeah, I like your point
of
view.
Did you like my music selection last night, son? Because you actually stayed to the end. And then, was you listening or did you just have your phone down? You forgot to hang up.
You forgot to hang up.
Hold on, when? What?
Last night.
What you talking about?
Last night.
No, I was listening. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Like,
now we're going to bed tonight thinking about hot, warm
come shoes.
And that's where your concentration should be in the first place. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to make me give up my celibacy? Because I painted a very vivid picture. I was like,
right.
Hot.
I remember them days.
Oh, my God.
You caught a flashback. I remember them days.
Oh, yeah, I remember them well. Yeah, you put back some memories there, but the devil's a liar.
I know, that's why. They have too many hiccups for me.
Right.
That good penis got too many hiccups.
Yeah, it do. It was only it came like it came before. And it come with too many strings attached to it.
Right, baby. Mama drama.
Tanisha, Melissa.
Kids.
All these things come attached. Uh-uh.
Right. Everything just come attached when it's
kids.
Good. And don't forget his ego. Well,
exactly. Three. Oh, God. I can imagine.
That definitely need to be a topic on our show. His ego.
Son needs to be a topic on the show, period. Men like him.
Ooh. Son, you heard that?
Well, you know what I mean? In my opinion, every man should be like me, but they not. And that's all right.
Yeah, I heard
we need to have a
celibate.
Right,
we're gonna for being celibate.
Right, so we're
look,
gonna.
Man, look. I'm sorry. I look. You know, people can practice celibacy all they want. I'm not gonna support that. But you know, I mean, look, I can only think from my own perspective and from the experience that I had. And I'm not trying to tell nobody else how to live, but. But I do understand healthy living. That is one thing that I'm very, very, you know, up on. So, I mean, it is what it is. But it's hard to dispute that women that have dick in their life are much happier. It's hard to dispute that.
Are you saying I'm not happy?
You're not happy.
I don't know you like that.
Didn't I tell you I was jolly?
I don't know you like that, but let me get a few more shows under my belt. And I'll make that determination.
And then I want to hear your full assessment.
Let's see. Right now we have 2 shows.
Yep.
We'll talk to you around the 5th.
All right. I'm going to ask you, too. Am I happy,
so
son? Am I happy, woman?
So the next episode of Pillow Talk, that's going to be
exactly.
Next
he should have an answer for me next Pillow
right.
Talk.
Right. The next Pillow Talk. Right.
I got
well,
it.
You know,
well,
hopefully, you'll have some dick in your life by the time you get here.
So,
because
you know,
I know for a fact that conversation will be a lot different.
If I have some dick in my life, all right, you're right. You're
right.
Spicy. So, I'm just happy and more disgruntled than I am now.
So, son, tell people how they can listen to your show. I try to get in every now and then, but I do be sleep.
So I need to get into this brother's show so I can call and get up in there. Give me the info.
Well, it's tomorrow, 9:30 a.m. Sun Always Shines Show, The Recess. The show where adults come out and play with other adults is something to do on a Saturday morning before you go out to do
something.
Oh, I was
there one morning.
So, yeah, I mean, we get it in early, you know what I mean?
Saturday morning.
But tomorrow we're going to be talking about basically
resisting peer pressure and being able to say no, or making unpopular decisions and being able to follow through with that, because not everybody can do that. So that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow morning. It's going to be hot. So, yeah, you know. So it's the same thing on Blog Talk. Call in 347-677-1533. And always shine, show the recess. So check it out. I think y'all dig it, though. That's hot. Let's get it in.
I will come through.
I am really bad at follow through with my decisions. So
yeah, I need to listen.
Well, you know, one thing that I've noticed that is that, like, most people pick their battles. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I say follow through, I'm talking about, like, when you start talking about, you know, making unpopular decisions, you know, never wanting to be the bad guy, it's hard to never be the bad guy. Like, if you have kids, most of the decisions that you're going to make are going to be unpopular because you're teaching them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't want to do everything that you're going to teach them to do. So, you know, I mean, I always look at things like this. If we in the car, somebody got to drive the car. Now, if I'm behind the wheel, y'all going where I steer y'all to. You know what I mean? I'm not going to let backseat drivers tell me where to go. I'm behind the wheel. Now, if you want to take the wheel, then I'll get in the passenger seat or in the backseat or whatever, you know, whatever the case may be. But while I'm driving, y'all going where I'm taking y'all to. So respect that. But it ain't always easy to do that in real time, because sometimes you be feeling like, well, yeah, I want everybody to like me, I want everybody to love me, but when it all come down to it, they gonna love you if they gonna love you, and they ain't if they not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so definitely gonna tune into that tomorrow. I don't know if I'm gonna make it, but if I'm up, I'll come through and show you some love. Because, you know, But you know what it is? It's like when you come on, I'll be just going to bed. So
I understand that. I really do. but it's like I'm a morning person. If it was up to me, like, I'm a stand-up comic. If it was up to me, we would have shows in the morning time. You know what I'm saying?
Good grief. Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you're more like a bat. I'm more like a a bird.
Can I say an owl? Can I be an owl? Jeez, a bat. Why can't I be a bat? But I've
seen owls in the daytime. You don't see no bats in the daytime.
Jeez, man.
I'm more like
any other nocturnal animal that may look cute. There's nothing cute about a bat. There's nothing cute.
Yeah.
I think they just get a bad reputation.
Oh. All right.
Whatever. All right. How about a crow?
Oh, wow. So when you're like dead, crows. You see me. Like, yeah, so you know, death is upon you when you see me. Okay, thanks.
They just got a bad reputation from the movies too. You know what I mean? I think crows are kind of cute. You know what I mean? By the way, you know they are black.
Oh, gee whiz, golly.
It ain't like I called you a buzzard.
Oh, boy. Please don't. Ooh, what is going on over there, Cal?
Yeah, Jack? You know, I'm in Brown.
Oh, you're in the ghetto.
You're watching this.
Will you like it the rest
of I'm in Brownsville.
You're in Bodega.
Oh, I thought
that's
the
Mexican. No, I'm in Brownsville. No, I'm at my sister's house in Brownsville.
Oh, okay. They're so ghetto. Tell them that I said they're ghetto.
Yeah. I ain't gonna tell them that. They watching the boxing match right now, so I ain't gonna tell them that.
So they're still ghetto. Oh, my God. Becky, you see that? We need to have a show on ghetto lifestyle.
No, it's the furthest thing from that. The furthest thing.
No. I'm not talking about that now. I'm talking to Brick.
Okay.
Brick, we need to have a show on the ghetto lifestyle, comparing ghetto fabulous from 1970 to 2012.
There you go. True.
Right. You need a ghetto fabulous lifestyle.
That'll work.
Right. Okay.
Hey, LaCrush.
Yes, baby.
Wait. You said you wasn't born in the United States. Where you from?
I was born in the United States. Oh my God. Why did everybody?
Yeah.
I'm a foreigner. Why does everybody think I'm a foreigner?
Like, No. The reason I asked you that, because I thought I heard you say that last night, like you wasn't from here or something like that.
I was born here. I was born actually down a block and around the corner from where I live at now. Shit. I was born in Brooklyn. Stop. Do or die. I was born on Atlantic Avenue. Yeah.
Oh, Atlantic. Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
I was born on Atlantic Avenue. Like, I'm definitely from Brooklyn. It's now called Interfaith for all those that live in New York City. They done changed it from St. John's? I forgot where I was born at. And now they call it Interfaith Hospital now.
Yeah.
Right.
They changed the name of St. John's?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They call it Interfaith Medical Center now. Some shit like that. That's where I was born. That's where I got my first surgery at. Yep, all that. I'm a Brooklynite. But I do get that a lot. Like, you're Puerto Rican. Like, what? I'm not Hispanic.
You never know. I mean, you could have been, you know how, like, New Yorkers, back in the day, they used to always be faking to be Jamaican. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I'm faking to be a Jamaican.
Well, that was definitely a New York thing. They ain't do that.
It was. It sure was.
Just saying.
You don't want to cry.
You see me acting a fool.
You are an idiot.
People wonder why I got on two headsets. Because my microphone headset sucks. It's so low. I'm deaf. And I prefer my inner ear, my other bad stuff. So that's why I have on two headphones. Thanks for looking and paying attention. On that note, bye everyone. I am gonna play these last songs, and then Stiggs asked for these songs. Stiggs, I gotta play this song. He said he's dedicating it to me because I'm awesome. So here goes that Lotus Flower Bomb.
Rap to you real quick. I wanna enjoy the luxury of like. Not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty, wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos. When Shawty get in the work, I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to give you light. They just trying to let you fly.
Living in a fantasy. I feel it when you dance. Like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby?
Flower bomb, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence.
But I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't right. Easy, baby, my thing tight. But that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all. But I'd be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby, yeah. Can't you see I'm talking about eternity? Tell me, would you care to be my lady, my baby? Cause I don't know me, don't know me. If I keep sticking, what's it gonna be?
Never call me.